Om Shanti. Good morning. This is our second day of silence retreat, which is connecting. So I am very honored and feeling fortunate to introduce loving and respected Brother Suraji. He is associated with Brahma Kumaris from past 55 years, and he is based in headquarters and has been contributed his valuable services since from past 50 years as a surrenderer. He has traveled all over the India and abroad in different countries for conveying to the godly services, as well as he participated national and international conferences. Currently he is Baba's kitchen in charge all of the three complexes in headquarter. He has special interest in intense meditation and research in meditations. His specialty is give classes in important and deep subject relating to spirituality in very simple, sweet and easy way. So today is our topic, entering the mind of God. So dear respected Suraj Bhaiji, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So you are in the mind of God, or God is in the mind of yours? Or vice versa? Hindi word is very beautiful, excellent. Those who know Hindi, Dil Takht Naseen, sit in the heart of Baba. A beautiful subject, because I will use another word. If we rule the mind of God, we can claim everything in our life. This is something highest, to rule over the mind of self, and then to rule over the mind of God. There is a story in some common books. There was a man, name was Abu. One night he was sleeping. An angel came in his dream with a big paper, written a big list on that. So Abu asked him, "What is written in this list?" So angel answered, "Have you heard this story?" So angel answered, "Here are the name of those devotees who love God very much." Abu asked, "Where is my name in this list?" Angel replied, "At the very down end, your name is written." Abu thought, "I love so much to God, still my name is written in the end? Some mistake is also there." He became little bit depressed, unhappy. Okay. Next night again, same angel entered his room with a list, a paper. List was written on the paper. Abu asked him, "Whose name are written today in your list?" So angel replied, "The name of those to whom God loves very much." Abu asked, where is my name? On the top. I was listening this story in my childhood, did not understand anything. We love God, God loves us. How it is? Now when we came to Baba, and we heard Baba's murli every day, in Sakar, once Baba had asked this question in the class, children, tell me, you love me more or I love you more? So everyone's answer was the same, you love us very much. Because our loves are number wise. We don't have so much love for Baba in our heart, according to our bhakti. Many things are in the base of our love. But God being a father, He gives unconditional love to all of His children. Unconditional love for all. But still, some children are always in His eyes. Baba has mentioned sometime, every day, from subtle region, I see down on the earth, and my drashti goes to my invaluable gems, and I look at them, what they are doing now, what is their mental state now, what they are thinking now. So we must know Baba's drashti always comes down on His sweet and great children. He loves everyone, but we have to win His love. We don't ask for love. Oh Baba, you are ocean of love, please give me little bit of love. We don't become beggar like this, but we claim His love with right. So how we can get His full love? How we can enter the mind of Baba? How we can sit on the heart throne? Little bit in detail. He is our Supreme Father, He is our Supreme Teacher, He is our Supreme Guru. He is also our good friend. Would you like to make Him your good friend? How many of you will become His good friend? First, listen my question. How many of you would like to become His good friend, please? And how many of you will make Him your good friend? All. So agreed. So He is our Father, Teacher, Sadguru and Supreme Friend. I am taking these four relations with Him as a father. He has this pure desire, pure expectation in His mind that my children must become obedient children. And automatically, it's automatic. You many mothers and fathers are sitting, Laukik mothers and fathers, you know, obedient children are always loved. They don't ask you to give them love, but automatically your entire love goes to them. Is it right? So Baba also wants that my each child must become my obedient child. Then we always will experience His hand of love on our head. So be obedient child of God, the Supreme Father. What are His commands? Obedience. What are His teachings? We know every day in Murli. We listen every day from Baba's Murli. We know what He wants us to do. He is our supreme teacher. The great thing happened. God came down being a teacher to teach His great children. We all had been searching for true knowledge so far. True knowledge is a great thing. One doctor was coming from Chantivan to Yansa Road now with me. He is a senior most doctor of Ayurveda. He is doing his PhD. He was saying that we scientists are very much egoistic and we think that we have known everything, but we have known only little bit of this entire nature. Just little bit, like a point. This nature is a wonderful creation. To know this nature is a great thing. God Himself, when He becomes our teacher, He opens all secrets of this creation. So we are His obedient student. A teacher loves obedient student always. We have to become His obedient student. It means we must love His Murli. We must enjoy His Murli. We must understand the secrets of Murli. In Murli, there are many secrets every day. But if we sit with clean intellect, if we sit with a stable mind, if our concentration is in Murli is perfect, we can catch those deep points from Baba's Murli. So, as per Baba's words, if you love me, you must love my Murli, you must love my family, you must love my work, my divine task. Once Baba mentioned like this, some children say, Baba, I love you very much. If I open my heart, you will see that you are sitting in my heart. In India, Indian scriptures, about Hanuman it has been mentioned. When he opened his chest, so Rama and Sita were sitting in his heart. So some children speak, if I open my heart, you will see Baba is sitting in my heart. But same children say, I love Baba. Baba is very sweet, but his family is not good. Baba's answer was, if you love me, but you don't love my family, Baba doesn't accept your love. See, what is the depth in everything? If you say, Baba, we love you very much, but time comes of Murli, and we say, we are very busy, Baba. We can read on net, we can read on our phone, and we can listen in video. Tomorrow I will come in class today, please, Baba. Baba says, I don't accept your love. If you love me, you must love my Murli. You must love that everything what I say you to do. You must dedicate yourself to do everything what Baba says to you. Check yourself. Then we can enter Baba's mind. Then Baba can enter our mind. Baba will sit in our heart. Important thing. Knowledge is also great thing, I would say. You all Baba children with different backgrounds must enjoy this deep knowledge, this perfect knowledge every day. This knowledge is not only knowledge, but it's a light for us. It has delighted our life. It has shown us the path of mukti as jivan mukti. It has given us everything. Our ignorance has been removed. So give importance to this knowledge. If you go in India, at many cities, in many big cities, you will listen there. In many universities, thousands and thousands of scholars are working to search the truth. But still, no one could understand who am I. And Baba clarified in a line, you are a soul, you are not this body. Just in a line. Complete truth, briefed in a line. You are a soul. You must know, in entire world, no philosopher, no scholar could know where is the abode of soul. And you had taught to your small children, soul world, paramdham, brahmloka. So, biggest secret you can find in Murlis, enjoy Murli. When you come here to listen Murli, I tell you, I share you my experience right from the beginning. When I came in Madhuban 50 years before, the biggest and the best enjoyment of my life was during Murli time. I realized immediately that it's not knowledge in Murli, but God talks to us. We must enjoy God is sitting in front of us and He's talking to me. Feel that. You can experience Baba's love in Murli. You can experience His blessings through Murli. You can experience His powerful vibrations during that period. So that 1 hour, you can enjoy more than Raj Yoga meditation. More. So sit being soul conscious. What I did in my life right from the beginning, I share that experience to you. Listen Murli like this. Before Murli, 2 songs are played. One is Om Shanti Traffic Control at 7 o'clock. Then after that one another song. It takes 10 minutes. If you come before that, it's better. But if you come in for these 10 minutes in Murli, prepare yourself. I'm a soul sitting here. I'm self-sovereign, king of the self. Just do this practice now. I am the king sitting here. This forehead is my throne. I am the master of my mind and intellect. Feel it. Give this command to your mind and intellect. Oh, my mind and intellect, I am your master, I am your king. And talk to them. Oh, my mind, now for 1 hour, be silent. You run here and there all the time. Now be stable. Become my good friend. I have to listen God now. I have to drink nectar now. You are my good friend. Make your mind your good friend. Then talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect. Now what intellect is? Intellect is a big vessel in which we absorb this, we accumulate this knowledge, nectar. So talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect. You are my divine intellect. You are the intellect of a great soul. You are the divine intellect of a yogi. Now, be stable. And whatever I listen, you imbibe it immediately. You inculcate it. You are my good friend. Keep talking this way. You will find that you remember Murali. You can give this thought to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, whatever I listen for 1 hour, Baba's Murali, you remember 5 most powerful points today and remind them to me whole day. Do this experiment with you. Give command to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, you are my good friend. Now, choose 5 powerful points from this Murali. Imbibe them inside and remind me whole day. And you will enjoy Murali whole day. Those 5 points from Murali will keep you free from waste thoughts. One method. Did you like it? If you think 5 points are too much, you can command, you can give command to your intellect to remember 2 powerful points easier. Because it's very important for our life that for whole day we must keep 2-3 powerful points from the Murali for our whole life. For our today's life, it will make us free from waste thoughts. And very important to become free from waste thought, because it has become a big maya. If we have waste thoughts in our mind, we cannot receive Baba's vibrations. How we will enter Baba's mind? Second method, which I did in my life, even today I do that. I am an angel. When you sit formally, I am an angel of purity. I am lighthouse, mighthouse, angel. From my each part of my body, light and might is spreading out. That during Murali, when you sit here in class for 1 hour, 10 times you can repeat this thought. After every 5-7 minutes, I am lighthouse, mighthouse, angel. And we must believe it. Listen carefully. We must believe it. What you think again and again, you will become the same. Our higher consciousness create our higher stage. So every day, listen Murali like this. In the beginning, in 69, 70, 71, 72, for 20 years, I was doing one powerful practice during Murali. that cannot be done by everyone, but just I am sharing, you can do it little. That mind fixed on Sivabhava in soul world and intellect inwardly. I had divided both. It's little hard, it can be little hard for you, but for 10 seconds you can do. Mind fixed on Baba, Sivabhava, and intellect is absorbing Murli, receiving Murli's points. Fourth method to listen Murli, this is also very good. What Baba says in Murli, you experience that thing immediately. Suppose Baba is saying, children, now your part of 84 birth is over. I have come down to you to take you back home. Realize immediately, Baba has come down. Now I have to go back with him. Feel that soul is flying up to soul world. When Baba speaks about heaven, golden age, so reach there. Bring the scene of golden age in front of your eyes. So this way, we can enter the heart of Supreme Teacher. We can become his dear student. Third relationship is, he is our Supreme Guru, Sadguru. His main order for us, his main teaching for us is, get up early in the morning and meet me, achieve everything from me. I would come to this point little later. Baba loves those who gives happiness to others, those who give sorrow to others. I would say, Baba even doesn't like to see them. So through our behavior, through our words, through our actions, through our attitude, through our drashti, we must give happiness to all. Baba loves those children very much who take the responsibility of his yajna, yajna service. You can say, we are a student, we are in our Laukik job, we are not surrendered, how to take responsibility of Baba's yajna? You have to do one thing only. Believe it, that this is my yajna. This is my yajna. What is your answer? It is right? Can you say it's my yajna? Or Baba's yajna, Brahma Kumari's yajna. What you would say? My yajna. So we have to cooperate with the yajna and try your best to keep this yajna obstacle free. Many Baba's children create obstacles for his yajna. They never can enter Baba's heart. Baba, automatically they go far away from Baba. Baba never give drashti to such souls. So this is my yajna. I would like to tolerate everything. I would like to do everything for Baba's yajna. I would like to die for Baba's yajna. If you have such emotional feeling, that you can enter Baba's heart. Sadguru. His first Srimat is, wake up early in the morning and enjoy that period of time. I liked one line 2-3 days before. In Sunday's Avyakt Murli, there was this line in that Murli. I hope you would like this line and would enjoy. I enjoyed it today very much in the morning. That Amrat Vela. You understand this Hindi word? Amrat Vela, morning time, is a time of God's sustenance. He gives sustenance to all of His children. So when you wake up in the morning, remember this. This is the beautiful time when God Himself, Almighty Himself, our Supreme Sadguru Himself is sustaining us. He's giving His vibrations to us. I have to make myself full with His vibrations. Create such good thoughts in your mind. So if we are weak Amrat Vela, because every Amrat Vela, Baba, as per Baba's words, He mentioned very clearly many years before, I go to each and every child. I go in your family every morning. I see, I check, how are you sleeping? What are you doing? What is your mentality? What are the thoughts in your mind? So every morning specifically, wake up smilingly. When you go to bed smilingly, with happiness. If you start these two things, wake up with utmost happiness, go to bed with happiness, your life will become very happy. Fortune will smile. Baba will smile to see you and will give you everything. So if we follow Baba, if we do what He asks us to do, then we are in His mind. I would say some more thing to you. How many of you came for the first time here, please? Second time? Those who came 5 times to meet Baba? Those more than 5 times? Oh, so many. Very good. So Baba loves yogi children. In Sakar Murli, Baba used to say, I love knowledgeable children. Dadi Prakash Mani asked Baba, you love knowledgeable children, but what about yogi? You don't love yogi? Baba's answer was very good. My yogi children are like me. So I would give you one thought. Now, you know Avyakt Baba's part finished? Or do you sometime expect that He will come soon? Expect? Or you would like to go to Him every day? He must come to us or we must go to Him. What is better? Every day, every minute. Very good answer. So you know Baba's chariot, Dadi Guljar, is not so well, and we are doing meditation for her every day. And I know she feels no pain. You must know this. Some ask this question, why Dadi is in such trouble? She is not in trouble. Just settling karmic accounts. She is inside very, very silent, free from the pain. I went to see her, although no one was allowed, but I was allowed, so I saw her. I noticed now, we should not ask her, come Dadi and sit on the stage and invoke Baba. It's little hard for her now, because body must become strong, brain must become strong to accommodate God power. It's a great thing. So, but Baba has taught us how you can come to me whenever you wish to come. We have to develop this art, because coming time, time of destruction, time of revelation, that will be wonderful time on this earth. Two things we will do. Many times we will go to him and ask anything and we will receive his direction. Or we will invoke him, Baba, come down. And we will experience, he is around us, surrounding us, he is here in front of us. We will experience his presence. And we will talk to him, we will receive his blessings, we will receive his vibrations. One thing I was forgetting, only pure soul can enter the mind of God. Only pure soul. Those who become very pure, actually Baba is always with them. Baba comes down, give his company to them, give them experience of his presence with them. So we have to work more and more on our purity. I would add one thing. One thing is purity. Our dharana, purity. Second thing is power of purity. You can differentiate both. Many of us have become pure, celibate. But few souls have got the power of purity. I give you an example. Suppose here is a young man who became celibate. He made promise to Baba, now I will follow purity throughout my life. He is very strong in his purity. But he had jealousy in his mind. He has hateful feeling in his mind for someone. He has a revengeful feeling for 2, 4, 5 people in this world. He had some waste thoughts, unnecessary waste thoughts in his mind. No impure thoughts, eh? But unnecessary waste thoughts. So his power of purity is wasted in these things. He will not experience that his purity is a big power for this world. So make your purity into big power for this world. Two things I would say. We all are getting Baba's knowledge every day. make this knowledge your wisdom. Please give attention. Knowledge is knowledge, but essence of the knowledge is called wisdom, divine wisdom. So this wisdom, if we make our knowledge our wisdom, this wisdom will last us throughout the cycle, even up to the end of Kali Yuga. Wisdom is never destroyed. Essence of wisdom will remain with us forever. So make this spiritual knowledge into your wisdom and change your purity into the power of purity. I give you an example. Some scientist had been given this theme that they must find out the reason what happens when earthquake takes place, when flood takes place, but holy places are safe always. You would see big temples. We have seen in India, heavy flood was there, but temple was safe, protected. So scientists were given this homework that you must find out the reason of their safety. So what was their research? That because from these holy places, holy waves spread out all the time, these holy waves repulse the waves of destruction. They send them back. So you can understand now, during the time of destruction, if you are very pure, if you have got power of purity, your pure vibrations will protect many, many human beings. You will become Master Savior of the world. God is the Savior, and His many children will become the Savior, Master Savior of the world. So realize this fact. Our purity is so important, our purity is so significant. Our purity is not meant for our own self, it's for world transformation. I am always speaking nowadays on one important thing, that we all, Baba's great children, must prepare ourselves for one thing, to give powerful vibrations to many souls at the time of destruction. You know, I think you know more than me in the world. Sorrow, pain, miseries are spreading a lot, increasing day by day. What would you say? I am right? Mental disease, psychiatric disease are increasing day by day. Number of cancer patients, number of heart patients, number of diabetic patients is increasing day by day. But very dangerous are psychiatric disease. No treatment is there to the doctors of many psychiatric problems. They hands up, we can't do anything. Insomnia, sleeplessness, depression are increasing day by day. So what is our responsibility? What is the responsibility of great souls of this world? Do you believe you are great soul? Greatest soul in this world. Responsible soul in this world. What is your responsibility, including me? To give help to them, to give vibrations to them, to teach them the method how to live happy life, how to live easy life, relaxed life, not tense life, not life full of fear and anxieties. It's our duty to teach them. I share you one of my wonderful experiences. I went in Delhi. There is a big mental hospital. One doctor is employed there. She is professor and psychiatric doctor. She told me that our director is anti-Brahma Kumaris. He doesn't like Brahma Kumar Kumaris. Always anti. You go to them. Let us go to them. If he becomes our friend, we can do a good service to many mental patients. Okay, we eight brothers and sisters went there. He was not even seeing towards us. After 15 minutes, that professor, sister professor, asked her, "Sir, this brother has come from Mount Abu. He wants to talk to you." Then he said, "Okay, yes." He was ready to listen something. I don't remember now what I told him. In 3 minutes, he became our good friend. It was magic of Baba. And he asked us, "This, would you like to see our mental hospital?" We had not seen any time in our life, so we were also keen to see mental hospital. We said, "Yes." So he himself became our guide. Many halls were there, many patients are there, thousand. So he took us in a hall. It was a hall where at least 50 to 60 beds were there. One thing we noticed, that behind their head there was a little place. Behind everyone's bed, there were the pictures of gods and goddesses. Hanuman, Durga, Ganesh, Mahakali, Vishnu, Rama. These pictures were there, small, small. We were looking at those pictures. So I asked the director, "Why they have these statues here behind their bed?" So he called a nurse and he asked her, "What is the purpose of these gods and goddesses behind them?" What he answered, it was a wonderful thing. These patients, mental patients, have lost their memory. Their Laukik relative had left them here forever. No one was coming to them to see them. They don't remember anyone. No one was remembering them. So that nurse answered that whenever they wake up in the morning, they stand in front of them like this. They close their eyes. They keep standing there for minutes and minutes, on listening this. We all eight became very introvert. You will say, "Why?" And we said to the director, "Let us go now back home." We became silent. There was deep silence. What was in our mind? I was thinking, see these people who are mentally completely retired, no memory, but still they are looking towards gods and goddesses for help. They are expecting that these gods and goddesses will save us. And who are those gods and goddesses? We are. So have we forgotten our responsibility? On the way, we were all silent, were thinking. Really, we have forgotten our responsibility. We are doing everything for ourselves. But entire world will look towards us in the future. And we have to prepare ourselves. We should make ourselves full of all spiritual treasures so that we can distribute to all. We can help people. I used to say one thing. Suppose you are in a city, in your own country. The population of city is 1 million. You will see in future, 500,000 people of that city would not sleep at night. They will be waking all night. Then they will remember either to God or to angels or to their gods and goddesses. And then Baba will ask us, give vibrations to them so that they can enjoy good sleep. So do we have such power within us that we can make them sleep? Just give vibrations. We will give vibrations and we'll have a thought in our mind. Oh, yes, now get sound sleep in the lap of God. Enjoy good sleep. And just very fastly, 1, 2, 3 minutes, they will start sleeping, fell sleeping. This will be the effect of our vibrations. So where medical science will get failed, where all scientists will hands up, when all Lokic powers, military powers, police power, political power will get failure and the spiritual power will work. So we have to prepare ourselves. Would you prepare? From this place, holy place, Gyan Sarovar or Pandavan, we are sitting. Most powerful place, full of spiritual vibrations. Although I live here, you come from outside, you will experience good vibrations here, but I too experience wonderful vibrations in Pandav Bhavan and in Gyan Sarovar. So here, you have to talk to yourself. Take solitude here in Gyan Sarovar. Talk to yourself. God has come down to give me everything. What would I like to receive from Him? I give you an example. Suppose from Bharat you went abroad to make money, to collect some good things for your family, for your life. And suppose you come back to your country and you came empty-handed, what your family will say to you? What your father will say to you? I made you engineer, I made you a doctor and sent you in America to make money, but you came back empty-handed. So if we go to God at the end with empty hand, what He will say to us? Talk to yourself this way. And how much happy He will become when He will see that, oh, my children came back to me with full hand. with all treasures. So talk to yourself in solitude. For we all yogi soul, solitude is a blessing. Spare some time of solitude in your life, if not every day, at least once a week for half an hour. Talk to yourself. After a long wait, I have achieved God. He has come down to give me a full fortune. Am I getting complete fortune from Him? He has come to give me everything. Am I taking complete treasure and becoming content soul in this life? Talk to yourself. When I surrendered my life and I came in Pandavan Madhuvan, that big terrace in front of Tower of Peace, I used to be there at night, normally every day for 1 hour. I used to talk to myself one thing, because I was searching for the knowledge of Raj Yoga. I wanted to become a yogi in my life, before Gyan. So I was searching for that. When I got everything, I used to talk to Baba. Baba? No, I used to talk to myself. You have got easy knowledge of Raj Yoga. You have got good purity. You have got very stable intellect. If you don't become yogi, who else will become? So, I focused on becoming a yogi. And it became a good thing for me. So I would suggest you, spare some time for solitude. In Yansarovar or Pandavavan, you can improve your concentration very easily. You can sit in Baba's room, meditation rooms. In Yansarovar there are many places. In Pandavavan, visitors keep coming nowadays from Shantivan. Thousands people are coming every day. Today 4,000 came. So you may not find solitude place or to sit in Baba's room. But still in evening, Tower of Peace, you might have experienced the vibrations of Pandavavan after 6 o'clock. Very peaceful, very pure, because these places are going to become lighthouse for the world, famous pilgrimage for the world, holy place for the world in near future. So vibrations are very powerful over there. So make time to sit at least 3 times every day for 15 minutes and improve your concentration. Try to visualize soul and to visualize Baba and to visualize that His vibrations are coming down to me. Specifically, if you can wake up 3 o'clock in the day, afternoon, 3 o'clock. For some it will be easy. 3 o'clock. You will experience in Pandavan same vibrations as 3 o'clock in the morning. So those who don't enjoy Amrit Vela because of anything, they must enjoy 3 to 4 this time, afternoon, 6 to 8 evening. It will become a blessing for your whole life. So Baba's day is coming, today is 3rd, 4th, 5th, from today onward, all have to practice to go to Baba, at least, how many times? I'm not speaking for yoga, but 5 times every day, to go to subtle region and experience meeting with Bap Dada, receive drashti from him, receive some blessings from him. Method. You just in a second feel, just as we are here, feel in a second, I am there. Some people make it complicated, that first you become angel, then go to subtle world, and many ask the question, oh, to become angel is very difficult, so we can't go to subtle world. No, it's not so difficult. Just as I ask you now, just now, go to Pandav Bhavan and sit in the room of Baba, how much time it will take? Second, this is the method. And you must understand this secret. I asked you, go to Madhuban, and you went there. You are visualizing that I am sitting in Baba's room. So your consciousness went there, your subtle body is created there. It's automatic. Where our mind goes, subtle body is created automatically. So in a second, feel, I am in subtle world above sky. There is white light, creates a scene in your mind. There is white light. Once Guljar Dadi clarified, when she was asked, how, what type of light is there? So her answer was, that you have seen the light of full moon. Just imagine that 1,000 full moon are shining in the sky and imagine the light. Such light is there in soul world. Then, visualize that Bap, Dada, both are standing in front of me. Visualize him, Brahma Baba, in divine angelic form. Divine light is spreading from him, golden light from each part, and in his forehead Shiva Baba is sitting, Gyan Surya, Almighty. And he is giving drashti to me. Enjoy drashti. If you start from here 5 times every day, it will become very easy and natural to you. He is giving drashti. You can receive drashti for a minute. And those who are good yogi, after receiving drashti from Baba, give drashti to entire world from there. See down, world, globe, give drashti. So our drashti will bring a big benefit to this world. You can create some good thoughts. I am the master ocean of peace. Let all human beings of this earth become peaceful. So your vibrations will work accordingly. Baba is giving drashti. Then, very good experience. Baba put his hand of blessings on my head. Feel it for some time. Feel his hand on your head. From his hand, powerful vibrations are entering my whole body, mind, soul. For one minute. Then Baba put tilak here and gave blessing. May you be a great yogi. May you be victorious soul. May you be a successful soul. Receive blessing. Then you can enjoy meeting with Baba. You can dance with him. You can hug to him. You can shake hand to him. He is your supreme friend. Khuda dost. Enjoy friendship with him. Come back. you can enjoy 10 minutes like this. Then, when very loving, loveful experience, give thanks to Baba there. Baba is in front of us. Baba, you have given me new life. Baba, you have given me true knowledge. Baba, you have given me the fruit of my bhakti. Baba, you brought the gift of heaven for me. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Very good experience. So 5 times every day. Would you like it? Can you do from today? Today 5 times. Then every day 5 times. Then in your home, now you can think how many times in home, but at least 2 times in your lokik. So this 2 timing will give you the experience that Baba is very close to you, very close. Anytime you can go to him, can ask anything. One simple method of good yoga you can adopt, whatever you do whole day, like 25 types of work. When you start work, just talk to Baba. Baba, I am doing this work. You please come down with me. Just simple. Or you inform Baba. Baba, I am going to my office. Baba, I am now doing this typing. Baba, I want to read Murli now. Baba, now I will cook. Like this. So you will be connected whole day to him. Simple method. And biggest benefit of this simple technique would be, you will remain free from many waste thoughts. Because this is the need of the hour, that we all Brahmins must become free from all waste things. Okay, now I hope you will sit in the heart of Baba, in the mind of Baba, you can enter easily. So let us finish this class and we will experience meeting with Baba. We all will go in subtle world. Tune bajayenge bhai? Keval tune. I give you the thoughts. So in a second, let us go beyond sun, moon and sky, in subtle region, white light is here, vibrations are full of delightfulness. In front of me, Bap Dada are standing. Very, very divine form of Brahma Baba. With golden radiation. In his forehead, Shiv Baba is sitting, almighty, Gyan Surya. Baba is giving me drashti. His hand of blessing on my head. From his hand, very powerful and pure vibrations are entering me. He gave me blessing. Oh, my great child, may you be a great yogi, a successful person, a victorious jewel. Baba is giving drashti. And I came back in my body. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you very much. Enjoy your life.